Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Which would you rather do? Go to prison with a short sentence or be canceled? Both are humiliating. Both would destroy your life as you know it. If you pulled this, I guarantee you most Americans would choose prison with a short sentence. Because in America now, criminals are victims. You could cast yourself as rehabilitated and be accepted back eventually. But there's no redemption for those who violate the woke rules. Cancellation is a lifetime sentence. So which are more powerful and powerfully feared? The actual laws on the books or the laws of woke, which carry harsher sentences, from which there is no appeal and no redemption? Brilliant historical mind Victor Davis Hanson has laid out 10 new rules that just about every American accepts, whether they agree with them or not. Rules so powerful, they nearly carry the force of law. Or might as well carry it when Americans fear the repercussion of breaking the woke rules as much as, or maybe more, than they fear breaking the law. Davis Hanson laid these new rules out in a great piece called The 10 Radical New Rules That Are Changing America. And he talks about how, to one extent or another, everyone accepts these. The first one is eerie. It's eerie that he chose it because I've spent so much time on it lately and no one's talking about it. Maybe that's because to talk about it would violate the rule. There's been almost absolute total silence on inflation from anyone and everyone in the financial commentary industry. It's new rule number one. Money is a construct, he writes. It can be created from thin air. Annual deficits and aggregate national debt no longer matter much. Prior presidents ran up huge annual deficits, but at least there were some concessions that the money was real and had to be paid back. Not now. As we near $30 trillion in national debt and 110% of the annual GDP, our elites either believe permanent zero interest rates make the cascading obligation irrelevant, or the larger the debt, the more likely we will be forced to address needed income redistribution. In short, it's just not discussed, even by the Federal Reserve, whose sole job it's supposed to be to control inflation. I was gobsmacked a couple weeks ago when they announced they would no longer forecast most forms of inflation. Nope, they would just do a real-time inflationary measure. In other words, once inflation causes the country to jump the shark, we'll tell you on the day it happens. We won't tell you in the run-up. We'll simply make it go away by canceling it. And that is how we now operate in America. We just make it go away by canceling it. And speaking of laws, real laws, the kind on the books, the kind people don't seem to fear as much anymore as actual woke laws, the kind that result in cancellation, about those laws, that leads us to radical new rule number two, which is that laws are not necessarily binding anymore. Joe Biden, Victor Davis Hanson writes, took an oath to take care that the laws be faithfully executed, but he has willfully rendered federal immigration law null and void. Some rioters are prosecuted for violating federal laws, others not so much. Arrests, prosecution, and trials are all fluid. Ideology governs when a law is still considered a law. Boy, is that true. crime rates do not necessarily matter. He writes, if someone's carjacked, assaulted, or shot, it can understood to be as much the fault of the victim as the perpetrators. Either the victim was too lax, uncaring, insensitive, or he provoked the attacker, or he was in a class of people that deserved it because of their history. How useful the crime is to the larger agendas of the left determines whether a victim is really a victim and the victimizer really a victimizer. This is why the FBI currently has over 200 people in federal prison, holding them without bonds in the January 6th incident, even though many of them did not identifiably break a law. They're only accused of that. Why are they being held? Because of what they wrote or threatened on social media. Judges have been convinced by the FBI and the Justice Department to revoke their bond because they're considered a threat. But under this system, where laws are not necessarily binding anymore, if you're a member of the right group, you can threaten violence and promise it on the internet, and no one will care. Just like prominent BLM activist Maya Echols did when she threatened the jury in the George Floyd case about what would happen if they made the wrong decision.
If George Floyd's murderer is not sentenced, just know that all hell is going to break loose. Don't be surprised when buildings are on fire.
Rule number three, that everyone now accepts, but a lot of people probably don't like. Hansen says it's this: racialism is now acceptable. Unapologetic and explicit exclusion of whites from dorms, graduations, safe spaces, welfare, and federal aid programs is now non-controversial. It is unspoken payback for perceived past sins or from having a skin color resembling those who once committed the sins, even if there's no exact relationship. It's considered a good kind of racism and accepted by all, or at least not widely criticized for fear of, yep, cancellation. Falsely being called a racist makes one more guilty than falsely calling someone else a racist. Davis Hanson writes, rule number four, this was what Friday's podcast was about. The immigrant is mostly preferable to the citizen. The newcomer, unlike the host, is not stained by the sins of America's founding and history. Most citizens currently must follow quarantine rules, social distancing, stay out of school, obey all laws. Yet those entering the United States en masse and illegally need not follow such apparently superfluous COVID-19 rules, he writes. Their children should be immediately schooled without worry of quarantine. Immigrants in our holding facilities need not bother to socially distance. Heck, they can't. They're crammed in there so hard by Joe Biden. They need not worry about their illegal entry or residence in America. You want to fly in a plane? Great. Get there 2 hours early and you better have your ID. They don't have IDs. And yet Fox News reported they're being put on commercial flights by our government. Victor Davis Hanson continues, our elites believe illegal entrants to our country more resemble the founders than do legal citizens, about half of whom they consider irredeemable.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Rule number 5. Boy, isn't this true. Most Americans should be treated as we would treat little children. They can't be asked to provide ID to vote. It's okay to tell them noble lies, as Fauci once explained he was doing, about COVID, because you have to protect them. They are, after all, Neanderthals and need to be protected from themselves. Hansen writes, Americans deserve relief from the stress of grades, standardized testing, and normative rules of school behavior. I would include laws in that. If they have liberal privilege, they can't be expected to obey laws. But anyway, they still are clueless about why it's good for them to pay more for their gasoline, heating, and air conditioning. The elites don't have to explain. They just need to dictate. Rule number 6, hypocrisy is passé. Boy, isn't this true. Virtue signaling is alive. Yes, virtue signaling is the new morality. It is more important to virtue signal than it is to actually live the way you demand others live. He writes, climate change activists fly on private jets. Social justice warriors live in gated communities. Multi-billionaire elitists pose as victims of sexism, racism, and homophobia. The elite need these exemptions to help the helpless. It is what you say to lesser others about how to live, not how you yourself live, that matters. And no one will hold you responsible for it. The most important thing is that you signal your virtue. You can't actually be expected to live up to it, though. Unless you're a Trump supporter, then that applies. Rule number 7, ignoring or perpetuating homelessness is preferable to ending it. It is more humane, he writes, for both the homeless and the public that thousands live, eat, defecate, and use drugs on public streets and sidewalks than it is to greenlight affordable housing, mandate hospitalization for the mentally ill, and create sufficient public shelter areas. In fact, I'd go so far as to say homelessness is now celebrated as the ultimate virtue in a society that celebrates victimhood and helplessness as the ultimate state of being. I'd go a step further than Victor Davis Hanson here, too. If you want to run in the Democrat Party for office, you must first establish your victimhood. That's what Meghan Markle did. You've got to prove that you're helpless and that you were unable to overcome obstacles life threw at you. Then and only then can you be qualified. In other words, once you've established that you're a total failure to lead others. And those who aren't victims, those who are capable, those who've overcome obstacles in their lives, completely disqualified. In fact, held up to suspicion. They must have taken something from someone if they succeeded without the help of the government and the woke. Meghan Markle did this. It was patently absurd. The idea that her family, her new family, the royal family, had somehow rejected her and her unborn child for the color of their skin. Never mind the evidence on the record, the $32 million wedding they threw her to showcase her to the world. What, we're supposed to believe they only noticed she was part black after they paid the bill for that? Markle lives in a $14 million mansion. But she polls well with American Democrats, having established her victimhood, which just goes to show you anyone can be a victim if hypocrisy is not an issue in our society, or irony, and it's not for the right people.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Rule number 8, McCarthyism is suddenly good. Destroying lives and careers for incorrect thoughts saves more lives and careers, it is believed. And this system is replacing the old-fashioned morality, which we're now told is suspect because it was developed by white men who were no doubt racist and thus must be thrown out. Victor Davis Hanson writes, cancel culture and the Twitter reign of terror provide needed deterrence. Now that Americans know they are one wrong word, act, or look away from losing their jobs, their livelihoods, and their reputations, they are more careful and will behave in a more enlightened fashion. The social media guillotine is humane, scientific, and a tool of the woke, and thus only for good. Rule number 9, ignorance is preferable to knowledge. Neither statue toppling, name changing, or the 1619 Project require any evidence or historical knowledge. In fact, the 1619 Project has been widely refuted by actual historians. That doesn't diminish its power, prestige, one iota. Actually, knowing history and basing your thoughts on actual research is unnecessary when actual history is now so discredited, it's not worth knowing. All one must know is what should have happened, not what actually did. This is why, Victor Davis Hanson writes, undergraduate, graduate, and professional degrees now reflect credentials, not knowledge. What he's saying is so true. If you have the credential, it means you've been stamped by woke culture as approved, as thinking correctly, not actually knowing anything. The brand, he writes, not what created it, is all that matters. And finally, wokeness is the new religion, he writes, growing faster and larger than Christianity itself. I'd go a step further and say that people, I think, inherently have a need for religion, for faith, and that wokeness is replacing what's missing in their life. Listen to how precipitously church membership has dropped. 1999, it was 70% of people who said they were members of a house of worship. It fell to 50% by 2018. And in 2020, for the first time, less than half of Americans belonged to a church, synagogue, or mosque. That's never happened before. Yep, in 2020, just 47% of Americans said they belonged to a house of worship. That's why woke is spreading so fast. It's a prepackaged religion. It doesn't require any actual acts or good deeds, only the proclamation of woke culture. Its priesthood, Victor Davis Hanson writes, outnumbers the clergy and exercises far more power. Silicon Valley is the new Vatican, and Amazon, Apple, Facebook, Google, and Twitter, the new Gospels. That's a brilliant observation by Hanson. I'd add one more thing to it. Because wokeness is half of America's religion, these people are now reacting violently to things others don't understand are part of their religion. Let me explain. This is why there was such a violent reaction to those who don't wear masks. Even after the CDC published a study showing masks don't really work, they never did. They failed to stop over 50% of the particles that cause COVID from reaching one's mouth and nose. Yet as the mask became part of woke culture, it became a symbol of the religion, much in the way that wearing a cross around your neck is a symbol of Christianity. This is why people like us are so shocked by the reaction to anyone suggesting you remove your mask or not wear your mask or not go along. You got the kind of reaction from the woke you'd have gotten from a Christian whose cross you attempted to rip off their neck. You'll see the same visceral, violent reaction around the vaccine, which has become a sacrament of woke culture. Fearing the virus and signaling you fear the virus has become part of their religion. This is why, even in the face of study after study that shows lockdowns don't work, even in the face of right now, the top six states with the most cases and COVID deaths are all blue lockdown states, yet the media and the woke will not believe. It's because locking down has become a tenet of their religion, the ultimate self-sacrifice. It doesn't matter what the science says or how many studies prove that lockdowns at best make no difference whatsoever in the spread of COVID. It's become a tenet of their faith and will be practiced or else. And this is why the tenets of their faith can never be debated. Why they deny science again and again and again when it comes to COVID, because COVID has become a part of their woke religion. All of this is completely bizarre when you consider Americans really don't want to live this way. Why do we inflict this upon ourselves? A Capps-Harris poll, that's actually a poll done by a former Hillary Clinton advisor, of all people. A Capps-Harris poll released by The Hill last Monday found that 64% of respondents said that there is a growing cancel culture and that it is a threat to their freedom. 64% think it's a threat to their freedom. A full 68% of Americans said cancel culture is either a problem or a big problem. No one wants to live like this. So why do we continue?
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on radio.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Be sure to share with your friends and family. Thank you for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!